Welcome to the Elective Rotation Podcast, Critical Care Pharmacy Minute, where I discuss one critical care pharmacy thought in about 1 minute. I'm Pharmacy Joe of PharmacyJoe.com. There are only two reasons to reduce a medication dose for renal insufficiency. Number one, to prevent toxicity, and number two, to save money. For example, adjusting an aminoglycoside prevents toxicity, while adjusting a beta-lactam allows the use of a lower dose to achieve acceptable levels, thus saving drug cost. When evaluating critically ill patients' medications for renal dose adjustment, make sure you are clear on which reason underlies your decision to make an adjustment. In a critically ill patient, I usually err on the side of not renally adjusting an initial medication dose unless the goal of reducing the dose is to prevent toxicity. I'll often wait to renally adjust the dose until the second serum creatinine result is back and I can get a better idea of how the patient's kidneys are functioning. There'll be plenty of time to save money after the patient survives their critical illness. If the goal of reducing the medication dose is to prevent toxicity, then I usually err on the side of reducing the dose or closely monitoring when possible. For access to my complete list of over 15 free downloadable critical care pharmacy resources, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free.